One in four people suffer from some sort of mental illness. So if it was one, two, three, four, it's you, sir, you. Yeah, with the weird teeth. And you next to him. You know who you are. Actually, that whole row isn't right. That's not good. Hi, yeah, real bad. Don't even look at me. I am one of the one in four. Thank you. I think I inherited it from my mother, who I used to crawl around the house on all fours. She had two sponges in her hand, and then she had two tied to her knees. My mother was completely absorbent. And she would crawl around behind me going, "Who brings footprints into a building?" So that was kind of a clue that things weren't right. So before I start, I would like to thank the makers of Lamotrigine, Sertraline, and Reboxetine. Because without those two simple chemicals, I would not be vertical today. How did it start? My mental illness started, well, I'm not even going to talk about my mental illness. What am I going to talk about? Okay. I always dreamt that when I had my final breakdown, it would be because I had a deep Kafkaesque existentialist revelation, or that maybe Cate Blanchett would play me and she would win an Oscar for it. But that's not what happened. I had my breakdown during my daughter's sports day. There were all the parents sitting in a parking lot eating food out of the back of their car, only the English, eating their sausages. They love their sausages. Lord and Lady Rigor Mortis were nibbling on the tarmac. And then the gun went off and all the girlies started running and all the mummies went, "Run! Run, chlamydia! Run! Run like the wind, Veruca! Run!" And all the girlies running, everybody, except for my daughter, who was just standing at the starting line, just waving, because she didn't know she was supposed to run. So I took to my bed for about a month, and when I woke up, I found I was institutionalized. And when I saw the other inmates, I realized that I had found my people, my tribe, because they became my only friends. They became my friends, because very few people that I knew, well, I wasn't sent a lot of cards or flowers. I mean, if I had had a broken leg or I was with a child, I would have been inundated. But all I got was a couple phone calls telling me to perk up. Perk up, because I didn't think of that.